Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme on any of our numbers this morning. Now, every year, people around the county face many challenges, and every year, some people, some individuals, some groups meet those challenges head on, showing outstanding community spirit, courage, vision and leadership. Maybe their actions have moved you in some way, made a real difference to our communities, you feel. They're the ones that have made us proud to be from Kerry. And as the year comes to a close, we are again, in association with FESCO, wanting to honour them. So we're asking you, the listeners, to let us know who you consider to be the Kerry heroes of 2025 and why. Please email your nominations, 500 words or less, to hero@radiokerry.ie by midday on Monday. That's this coming Monday, December the 15th, by midday. Please email your nominations to hero@radiokerry.ie. So get thinking, get working on it today. Don't let it go any further and get those entries in. It's all associated with FESCO, proud sponsors of the Kerry Heroes of 2025 Awards. And with that in mind, I have a person on the line who won a FESCO Kerry Hero Award. That was in 2019. That's Dr. Susan Mary Lawler of the State of Mind Mental Health Organisation. Good morning to you, Susan. Thanks for joining us again.
For having me on again. Thank you so much.
No problem. No, listen, take me back to that time, I suppose, in 2019. A lot has happened to you since. You've won more awards for your work in the mental health area as well, of course.
I have, Jerry. Yeah, I have. I mean, it was such an honour to win the Heroes Award with yourselves in FESCO. And I suppose it's just been an absolute, I suppose it's just unbelievable, really, what happened following that, I suppose. I won numerous awards. I obviously won the Connect Kerry Award, Year Award. I actually became, I got special recognition for a Hero Award at national level, and I actually went on to win a global award, which was the World Dignity Community Champion Award, which was again a public vote on a global scale, where I was honoured in Westminster, and I went on to become specially recognised after that again in another award in the UK, again for my work in mental health and state of mind. And then just of late, only a couple of weeks ago, I actually became the winner of another award, a national award, which was...
Okay, I think we may have lost the connection with Susan. We'll try and get her back up on the line very shortly. If you have any thoughts or views, remember, if you want to nominate somebody, a group will for the awards, there'll be a special programme on the 23rd of December, one of our last programmes of the year, to honour the award winners as chosen. So get your entries in now to hero@radiokerry.ie. That's hero, H-E-R-O at radiokerry.ie. Has to be in by midday on Monday. It's Monday, December 15th. And get your nominations. You can send in pictures as well, if you like, of them to add to your entry. But just a description of why you think they deserve a FESCO Radio Kerry Hero of the Year Award. We'll try and get back in touch with Dr. Susan Mary Lawler. I think we have her back, Susan?
Sorry, my apologies, Jerry.
No problem. Listen, tell me, I suppose, look, it can be a difficult time of year for a lot of people who are remembering those who have passed on, or as we've talked about in the programme in recent weeks, that missing chair at Christmas time. You lost your own brother, Martin, in December of 2018. I know that's something that your family are still dealing with. But would you have any advice and support for people on how you've dealt with that loss, particularly, I suppose, at this time of year?
Yeah, for sure, Jerry. I think it's very important to, I suppose, highlight first and foremost that Christmas is a very complicated time, and there's lots of pressures on people to have this kind of joyful kind of approach and picture perfect kind of exterior. But it is a very difficult time of year, and I suppose with grief, and especially at Christmas time, it can be incredibly painful. And I'm saying that not just as a psychotherapist, but from my own lived experience from losing my brother, Dr. Martin Lawler, at Christmas time. And it's important to, I suppose, for anybody who's listening, who is grieving, that they really lean into the feelings and really validate what they're feeling, because grief can be physically and emotionally and psychologically very painful. And it doesn't follow a timeline. Like, people often come to me and say, well, when will this stop and when will the pain stop? And you don't get over grief. It moves with you. And you learn very painfully, I suppose, in essence, to live alongside it. But as we all know, when we lose loved ones, like Christmas brings it right back. And it is very important that people who are listening, who are grieving and who've lost loved ones, you know, you're not expected to be cheerful just because it's Christmas. And it's important, I suppose, to kind of, you know, introduce some little kind of small rituals, like lighting a candle or saying their name. Or again, like, don't be rushing to put on a brave face and tell your story about the person who has passed and include them in a small way. If it's even a little prayer that you like about a person or a poem or a song. And often I find with grief, it's kind of a cultural thing. Irish people, they don't seem to be as comfortable, you know, to kind of lean into kind of grief and talk about it and say to people or their loved ones or neighbours, they're nearly afraid really to mention the loved one's name or something about
them. Is the initial response from some people, Susan, to bury it? Not to talk about it, not to feel you're spoiling something by bringing it up.
1,000%, Jerry, yeah. But people need to remember that it's actually a comfort. It's not a burden, you know, to mention people that have passed. You know, it's very important because this time of year, Jerry, and often throughout the year, but, you know, Christmas, again, is often amplified. You know, we can't forget that people feel very lonely. And it's far more common than people think. And people often, even if they're surrounded by lots of family members, they feel lonely in an action-packed room, you know, no matter how busy it is. And we have to remember, you know, people are living alone and it may not even be that their loved one has passed. It could be that their loved one they're in hospital or they've been moved to a nursing home or they're separated or they're widowed or they simply don't have support. They have loads of family, but the family live in Australia or America or up the country or whatever. And it can be very, very isolating. And it's very important if you live alongside someone and you're aware that someone is alone or just may need a little bit of support, you know, like hop into them for a chat and connect with them, a little bit of a walk, nothing major, a bit of a chat, a coffee. It can make a real difference. People often think, oh, sure, I'm not an expert, I don't know what to do. You do. Talk to them, say hello to them, hop in and say to them that they need anything at the shops. And people forget, and even parents in general, they get over-consumed with this whole kind of happy-clappy carry-on, this thing that's advertised in social media and on these kind of...
You have to have the perfect Christmas.
But it's rubbish. It's rubbish. The perfect Christmas is where you're with people that love you and care for you and support you. And people have this huge kind of financial stress in themselves and they often put it on themselves. Now, they feel the pressure, obviously, from social media and from the television and everything else. And parents often feel guilty for not being able to give X, Y, and Z. But it's very important to highlight that psychologically, children don't need things. They don't. They never do. It's not the price tag that matters. Children of all ages...
It's the time you give.
Psychologically proven, Jerry. The best thing is time. And even it's not just time, Jerry. It's quality time. Put away the phones. Put away the phones and be there with the child and be present with the child and interact with the child or children. And that is better than any money a person will pay for any gift. You know, and it's important to have a modest, peaceful Christmas. It's better than a stressful January. Because you have to remember, life doesn't pause in December, Jerry. Like, life doesn't pause in December. And it's important as well, like at this time of year, you know, it's kind of amped up now where people are going out and they're socialising and everything else. And it's very important that people remember that don't drink or drug drive over Christmas. Not even little. Not even a short journey. It is a very, very important that, you know, anybody who's listening and you're heading out over Christmas with families or friends or work colleagues or whatever, plan your transport correctly and speak up if someone isn't fit. And for anyone, and I want to make it clear, Jerry, because it's very important. If you're behind the wheel, be sober. And if you make a mistake, stop at the scene. And if you see someone unfit to drive, speak up. Because I know from a lived experience that the alternative is absolutely devastating. And, you know, stopping at a scene is not optional. It is a person's moral responsibility and a legal obligation. and it can save lives, and it can spare other families, you know, years of agony.
Devastation.
That absolutely, Jerry, complete and utter devastation. That doesn't just affect the family, you know, in question, but the whole community from in essence, lifelong grief.
Yeah, indeed. Susan, listen, thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning with that message, and well done again, and thanks for giving us your time.
Thank you so much, Jerry, and happy Christmas and New Year to you all and all the listeners. Take care. God bless.
Brilliant. That's Dr. Susan Mary, Susan Milawler there, the State of Mind Mental Health Organisation. A previous FEXCO Radio Kerry Hero winner in 2019. Get your entries in now. Hero@radiokerry.ie. You can also contact the Samaritans if you're affected by issues that have been raised on 116 123. That's Samaritans 116 123.